From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Before Aziz Ansari and Mindy Kaling, Indian Americans had already broken into the comedy scene here in North Texas. Details in a few minutes. We begin with an ongoing debate, though, in a small town northeast of Dallas. Residents of Farmersville oppose plans for a Muslim cemetery just outside of town. Some at a town hall meeting yesterday said they believe Muslim burial practices would pose threats to public health. Muslims don't embalm their dead, and state law doesn't require it, but some residents worry the cemetery would pollute the water system. Khalil Abdul Rashid with the Islamic Association of Collin County told the crowd they will use caskets in concrete vaults and follow state regulations. According to the Dallas Morning News, Abdul Rashid told the audience at one point, "American Muslims are not your enemies." But one resident told the paper she doesn't trust Muslims and that their goal is to populate the U.S. and take it over. We'll turn now to Breakthroughs, where we explore advances in health science and technology. Today, a breakthrough for treating hot flashes. Hormone therapy used to be the standard treatment for hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause, but after studies showed a possible link to cancer, scientists have been searching for alternative therapies. Lauren Silverman reports on a North Texas biochemist who's come up with one alternative.
Hot flashes, depression, anxiety, all these symptoms of menopause are controlled by the brain. But for decades, traditional treatment has been to flood the entire body with hormones. And sometimes, instead of solving the problem, the wave of estrogen and progestin has caused an increased risk of heart disease and breast cancer. So what's the workaround you came up with?
The workaround is you just treat the organ that is going to be involved in the conditions, and that is the brain.
Easier said than done. Laszlo Prokai is a professor of pharmacology and neuroscience with UNT's Health Science Center in Fort Worth. He's been working on this for a decade and finally found a compound capable of slipping past other organs, revealing itself only to the brain.
What we found was kind of like a Trojan horse. That is manifesting not as an estrogen for the rest of the body, but after getting into the brain, it actually unwraps to become an estrogen, but only in the brain.
When Prokai and his team gave lab rats the experimental drug, estrogen levels in their brains increased, but not in the heart, uterus, or breast tissue, where it can cause unwanted side effects. The results are published in the July issue of Science Translational Medicine. Roberta Diaz-Brinton of the University of Southern California says some women have been scared away from hormone therapy. That's a problem, she says, because starting treatment as soon as estrogen levels drop can help avoid risks like dementia.
That's the time to intervene. The time to intervene is when the body and the brain are sending out the message they are undergoing a deficiency in estrogen. So that can be manifested by hot flushes or changes in cognitive function, mood, depressive symptoms.
Diaz-Brinton warns against waiting years after menopause because the brain might stop responding to estrogen. Like Laszlo Prokai, Diaz-Brinton has been working on developing a drug to help replace estrogen with fewer side effects. Prokai's chemical compound targets only the brain. Her team is developing a drug to target the brain and bones because estrogen plays a key role in preventing osteoporosis.
The type of hormone therapy is very, very important. So the timing and type of hormone therapy is very important. And we are really moving towards personalized hormone therapy for women. What do they need and when do they need it?
Developing personalized hormone therapy could make life a lot easier for women going through menopause or who've had hysterectomies. The next step for the UNT Health Science team is to test the experimental drug on humans. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Raj Sharma, Paul Verghese, and Aaron Ariyampur launched the groundbreaking Indians at the Improv Tour in 2002, and that was at a time when there were almost no other Indian comedians around. KERA's Jerome Weeks caught up with Sharma before the three comics reunite tonight in Addison.
In one of Raj Sharma's comedy routines, he talks about growing up in the 80s in one of the only Indian immigrant families in all of Mesquite. He joined the school football team.
Only problem with me was my freshman year of high school, I was 5'3 and 96 pounds. Yeah, the first time I got hit, I saw Jesus. But I'm Hindu. Do you realize how hard you have to be hit to see somebody else's God?
So why did you try out for football?
I was just trying to fit in. It's the dumbest logic. I was already getting picked on. And guess who was picking on me? Football players. So I'm like, you know what? I'll join their team. Then they can't pick on me. Really? Because now they have 3 hours every day and under adult supervision.
Sharma grew up in Mesquite because in the mid-70s, his parents emigrated here from England. The U.S. needed nurses, and his mother was one.
She picked Texas because the weather and the scenery is similar to India. It's hot and it's flat. So I always say that I'm my own conflict of interest. I'm a cowboy and an Indian.
In Mesquite, Sharma was bullied and teased, but he says he learned if he could make the girls laugh, their boyfriends would back off.
That was the key for me, at least. Learning to get out of situations that were bad for me by using humor. Growing up in Mesquite actually taught me how to be a comic.
What made him a stand-up, though, was seeing Paul Verghese from Garland performing at the Addison Improv. It made him ask the questions other children of Indian immigrants asked when they saw the Indians at the Improv a few years later. We can do this. I don't have to take over the family business. By 2002, Sharma's own father, Ram Sharma, has started a successful nursing company.
I offered him a job in my company at a very good salary, and he said, no, I don't want money. I want to pursue stand-up comedy. If I want exposure to the community, stand-up is the only one.
It turned out the young comic's timing was near perfect, especially when he, Verghese, and Aaron Aryanpour launched their tour in 2002. There were almost no other Indian comedians around, but there was an audience.
There was five of us in the whole country. So we were getting so much work. On the one side, club owners were like, what is going on? But we'd sell out because Indians were just like, we have comics now.
Indeed, they do. In the dozen years since the Indians at the Improv Tour began in Texas, Aziz Ansari has become a star on Parks and Rec and sold out Madison Square Garden. Hasan Minhaj is a regular on The Daily Show. Mindy Kaling became a star on The Office and spun off her own series, The Mindy Project.
This is cool. I get to watch these kids.
But is comedy different for them?
Yes, in the sense that their growing up was different. I mean, like, going back to Mesquite, it's not odd to see Indian people. But when I was a kid and we'd see another Indian, you're like, yes, come talk to me. But now there's tons of them, right?
The performance tonight is not part of an Indians at the Improv tour. It's a one-night-only reunion. Fact is, all three comedians have their own separate tours going on or are about to start. Sharma has a Bollywood project taking him to India. This just happened to be a convenient date in their busy schedules.
It's neat to be present and watch the transition to where we're not just Indian comics, we're just comics.
Or actually, not just any comics. They're part of a generational cultural change. The mainstreaming of the Indian American stand-up. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Indians at the Improv performs tonight at the Addison Improv. The high gets up to around 100 today. A heat advisory goes into effect this afternoon, lasting through Saturday night. It's 84 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.